Good morning, everyone. Today is the 14th of December, 2017, and it's Thursday morning. And I'm going to be reading from a number of passages of Scripture this morning, including Psalm 66:2, Isaiah 43:21, Jeremiah 33:8-9, Hebrews 13:15. Psalm 86:12-13, Exodus 15:11, Psalm 69:30, and Revelation 15:3. Make his praise glorious. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. I will cleanse them from all their iniquity whereby they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquities whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, of praise, and of honor before all the nations of the earth. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifices of praise of God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. They sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Well, when Job was in the midst of all of his suffering and trials and testings, he said, after his three friends, supposed friends, came and visited him, and they began to deride him and everything. But when the Lord revealed himself to Job, Job's response was, Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. What shall I answer thee? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. The Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. David, to whom also he gave testimony, and said, I found David the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill my will. What can we say about this? I obtained mercy, you also, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Well, God has been very merciful to us. He's been faithful to us, even when we are drawn away of our own lust and enticed, even when we falter and fail our Lord. He is always kind to grant us repentance and bring us back into the fold. And I'm glad that he shows us mercy. I'm glad his mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Glad for his providential, caring, protecting hand over our lives. thankful for its continued mercies. And we have so much to be thankful for. So many blessings He's given us. And if left to ourselves, we would be utterly cast down and destroyed. But because He has raised us up and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, He's translated us unto His dear Son and the kingdom of His dear Son. And so I'm thankful for the precious blood of Christ who avails for us. There's many things that we don't understand, but one thing we do understand is that Christ has provided for us an escape from hell. And, you know, I want to just conclude this tonight with this: not my choice. It was not my choice that Christ should die for such a wretched, worthless worm as I. It was not my choice that His Father would choose me to be predestined in adoption for eternity. It was not my choice that Christ would show me love and leave the ivory palaces from His kingdom from above. It was not my choice nor my will that Christ had showed mercy, and He did fulfill all that His Father required. Christ said, "Peace, be still." So the next time you hear someone promoting the doctrine of free will, just smile and say, "It was not my choice, but God chose me before I was born from eternity." What a blessed, blessed thing that God did for those for whom He died on the tree. Well, I'm glad that He did this great thing, and you know, we have a great future to look forward to in Christ. You know, God's people have been given the faith of Christ. There's no greater gift we could have been given to know that He's died for us and secured for us a place in heaven. That His death gave us the imputed righteousness of Christ. This was His ultimate sacrifice. God the Father looks upon it and says, "It is finished. It never has to be replenished." Will the good Lord be with you this morning in a special way. And may we continue to give praise and glory and honor to Him who sits upon the throne. It's truly wonderful what the Lord hath done by giving His chosen people His dear Son. A perfect sacrifice to atone for their sins that knew no beginning and never will end. This eternal vital union gives us comfort to the soul to know that our destiny our Savior controls. Given to Him before the foundation of the world, this eternal adoption has just begun to unfurl. Lord, let Your marvelous grace speak to my soul when the waves of trouble over me roll. May I always cry out, "Abba, Father," to You, knowing that forever I will be with You. God bless.